horse and the witch. And the witch. Once upon a time, there was a boy who just loved horses. He loved to hear all sorts of stories and poems about horses, like the song about Dapple Gray and the story of Black Beauty, and he even liked to hear about the Lone Ranger and his great horse Silver. But most of all, he wanted to have his own horse. And he used to pester his parents all the time, saying, "I want a horse. I want a horse." And when he got older, he would say, "I want a horse." But his parents would say, "You can't have a horse. We live on the 20th floor of an apartment house in the middle of the city. And you can't have a horse in the city, let alone in an apartment house, let alone on the 20th floor." That's right. This boy lived in an apartment house. Now, there were two ways of getting up to his apartment. One way is you could go into the lobby and walk up to the elevator and push the button marked up. A white light goes on, and you wait until the elevator comes, and another white light comes on, the door opens, you get inside, and you push a button that says 20. And the elevator goes up, 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 until it stops on the 20th floor. The doors open, and there you are in front of the boy's apartment. Now, another way that you could get up is you walk over to the staircase, and you go up the steps to the landing, and then up to the next landing, which is the first floor, then up some more steps to the next landing, and then up some more to the second floor, and up and up and up until you go up 40 sets of stairs. 40 flights takes you to the 20th floor. You go out of the stairwell, and there you are in front of the boy's apartment. Now, to get down, you could either take the stairs down, go down all 40 flights. There were 15 steps to each flight, which means you'd have to go down 600 steps to get down to the lobby. Or you could take the elevator and push L for lobby and take that down. But there was one more way that you could get down, and that was to just jump out the window. And you go down very, very quickly. But people don't usually use that way. Now, you might think me silly for mentioning going down through the window, but that comes later in the story. Anyway, the boy used to say, "I want a horse, I want a horse." And his parents just never knew what kind of present to give him, because they would say, "Well, you did very, very well when we went to visit our relatives. You were so good, we're going to give you a prize. What would you like?" And the boy would say, "I want a horse." His father would say, "You can't have a horse. You have to have a farm to live on a horse. I'm not a farmer. Your mother isn't a farmer. There aren't all sorts of fields and meadows around the house for a horse to romp and play in. There's no grass here for the horse to eat. There's no brook for the horse to drink in. There's no barn for the horse to live in. We live in an apartment. You can't have a horse here." But the boy would cry and say, "I just want a horse. I don't want anything else." Well, finally, the boy's birthday came, and the parents decided that they would give him a nice present that he would enjoy. They bought him a rocking horse. The parents said to him, "You've got a surprise, a present that you always wanted. Go into your room, and you'll find it there." The boy went into his room, and there he saw the rocking horse. But instead of being happy, he was very angry and said, "I want a real horse. You're just nasty parents." And he stuck his tongue out at them. Well, his parents said that he was bad, and he would have to stay in his room, and he can't come out. they closed the door to his bedroom. Now, I'm sure that you know how children are sometimes when they're angry and they just don't know what to do about it. They start doing all sorts of bad things. The boy started screaming, and he was so angry that he started writing on his walls with a crayon. Then he started throwing things around in the room, and he smashed a window. Then he jumped on his rocking horse and started rocking all over the place very loud, so the neighbors downstairs heard the noise on their ceiling, because his floor was their ceiling. They lived on the 19th floor. And they started banging on their ceiling with brooms, so it sounded like they were banging on his floor, because he lived on the 20th floor. So there was a lot of noise and a broken window and writing all over the walls. Now, a witch just happened to be flying by at that very moment on her broom. And she saw a window breaking and heard a lot of commotion and noise and saw inside the window that there was crayon all over the walls. And the witch said, "Oh, Batty, just what I love. There's a bad person inside doing all sorts of bad things. I am going to give him a reward, because that's somebody who's helping me with my work, so I will help him with his." And the witch flew into the window and stood in front of the boy. Now, the boy was very, very frightened of the witch. Not just because he had never seen a witch before, but you're supposed to be frightened of witches. But the first thing the witch said was, "What do you want?" Now, the boy had always said the same thing whenever he was asked that question. So he just automatically said, "I want a horse." That boy really answered fast, thought the witch to herself. "He's really bad through and through, and not even afraid of a witch. Well, I'll give him just what he wants, because he's helping me with my work." So the witch took out a can of magic spray and sprayed it on the rocking horse. Immediately, the rocking horse changed into a real horse with the boy sitting on top of it. The witch jumped back on her broomstick and flew out of the window, laughing hideously. Do you think that the boy was happy now? Oh, no, he wasn't, because he was almost all the way up to his ceiling sitting on the back of that horse. It was too big for his room. The front of the horse almost touched one wall, and the back of the horse almost touched the wall on the other side of his room, because this was an apartment where the rooms are not very big. And what's more, the horse began to try to run. The boy was very, very scared. The horse began to buck and kick, and it kicked open the door to the bedroom and began to run out. If the boy hadn't squashed his head down on the back of the horse real tight, he would have banged his head on the top of the door, the doorway. But instead, he and the horse came running into the rest of the house, kicking and banging on the walls. The parents started screaming, "What's going on here? There's a horse in here. Get off him. No, don't get off him. Stop him. What's the horse doing here? Get rid of that horse. No, what's happening?" Well, the horse went into the kitchen where the mother had been making hamburgers, and the horse made a duty right on the plate with the hamburgers, and then ran back into the living room and started kicking and bucking and smashing all of the vases and tables in the living room. Meanwhile, the mother said, "Oh no, lunch is ruined. I can't tell which is a duty and which is a hamburger," and she had to throw all of them out. The horse then ran for the front door of the apartment, kicked it open, and ran into the hall. He kicked open the doors to the stairs and started running down the stairs. The boy was very, very frightened. If the horse should slip on a stair, he might fall on top of the boy. The boy just didn't know what to do. Then he remembered that if you pull the bridle on a horse one way or another way, that guides the horse which direction to go. So he guided the horse towards one of the doors, and when they got down to the 14th floor, the horse burst out through the door onto the 14th floor. So how many steps did the horse go down? Went from the 20th floor to the 14th, which was 6 floors, that was 12 landings, and 15 steps on each landing made for 180 steps. That was enough to frighten the boy a good deal. The boy aimed the horse towards the elevator. The horse kicked the down button, and when the elevator doors opened, the horse ran into the elevator. The boy wanted to go home and tried to push the button for the 20th floor, but instead the horse pushed on the button for the lobby, and the elevator went down. Now the horse couldn't move at all in the elevator. It was stuck tight. But just as the boy regained his breath, he started saying to himself, "Oh no, when we get to the lobby, the doors will open, and the horse will run out." And sure enough, when they got down to the lobby, the doors opened, and the horse ran out, right into the street, and began running around wildly. Cars started coming, and the boy was very frightened. People started screaming and running out of the way, and the horse ran down several roads until it came to a large park, where it stopped to eat the grass. As soon as the horse stopped, the boy got off. That's called dismounting. The boy dismounted and stood there wondering what to do. The boy thought and thought, and then he had an idea. He went over to a water fountain where there were some children playing, and he started spraying water on all the children. So they started screaming and crying and running away, except for some of the bigger children who started spitting at him and throwing rocks. There was a great deal of shouting and water going all over the place, and mothers coming over to shout at the boy. And with all this commotion on the ground, you know who was flying around in the air?
The witch.
The witch. And she noticed this and came flying down on her broom. She thought to herself, maybe there's another bad person down there, and I could give him a hand. As soon as the witch landed near the boy, and before the witch had a chance to figure out what was happening, the boy grabbed the witch's spray can and her broom, jumped back onto the horse, and sent the horse galloping back to his apartment. The horse galloped into the elevator, and this time the boy was careful to press the button for the 20th floor before the horse had a chance to push any other button. When the door opened on the 20th floor, they came galloping out of the elevator and back into his apartment, where the boy's parents were in the living room picking up all the broken things. When they saw him coming, they said, "Oh no, not again! Here they come!" Well, the boy and the horse stopped, and the boy dismounted. And then, what do you think happened? I know what you think. You think that the boy sprayed the horse and made it back into a rocking horse. But that's not what happened. The boy took the spray can, and he sprayed his father, and changed his father into a farmer. Then he sprayed his mother and changed her into a farmer. Then he sprayed the apartment and changed it into a farmhouse and a barn. And then he sprayed all around there and changed everything into a brook and meadows and fields and grass, until who should come along but the witch? She had to walk because she didn't have her broom. So it took her quite a long time. And when the witch came, the boy sprayed her and changed her into a witch watch, which he could then wear to tell the time. You know, it's like a Mickey Mouse watch, except it's a witch. And from then on, everybody was happy because the boy was able to take care of his horse that he always wanted. And that's the story of the boy, the rocking horse, and the witch. The end.